This is Father Mark Hamlet. I want to introduce you to Our Lady of Guadalupe. I'm recording this on her feast day, December 12th, 2015. I want to introduce you to the greatest evangelist in the history of the Americas. No other person has brought more people to Jesus Christ than Mary, Our Lady of Guadalupe. That's why she is the symbol of the new evangelization. Almost 500 years ago, the Spanish conquistadors entered Mexico and the priests followed, and they arrived at the shores of Mexico in 1519 and conquered the capital of Mexico, known as Tenochtitlan, in 1521. At first, the Spanish conquistadors and the early missionary priests misunderstood the faith of the people whom they encountered in Mexico. And 10 years after the conquest in 1531, there were fewer than 100,000 converts, and there were only 40 Catholic priests in all of Mexico. Very few of the priests knew the Nahuatl language. In fact, by the end of the 16th century, fewer than 10 priests spoke and read and wrote fluent Nahuatl. These few priests found many pagan religious practices, including strange idols and a great number of human sacrifices every year. The early missionary priests believed that they were encountering a polytheistic, pagan, devil-worshipping people. And this term, polytheists, is very important to our story. Christians are monotheists. We have only one Almighty God, Creator of all. Our Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, is one God. This is our belief. It's more difficult to evangelize polytheists because of their superstitions. Polytheists have many gods and not one Almighty God. For superstitious people, there are powers equal to God conflicting with one another. Some very evil. They believe that witches and wizards and magic are as powerful as any god. You could not blame the first missionaries when they first believed that they were working with demon-possessed polytheists. But this misunderstanding created many obstacles for them. The Aztec people were very religious, but after 10 years of hard work, the missionaries only had a handful of converts to Christianity among the 10 million estimated Mexican peoples they found. And even at this time, there are estimated to have been some 10,000 human sacrifices every year in and around Mexico City. By this time, in December 1531, the Mexican peoples were culturally devastated due to the Spanish military conquest and European-born diseases, the loss of their royal leaders and government, their priests and their places of worship. They found themselves now a people subject to a foreign king who wanted to impose a foreign religion upon them. They had lost everything their fathers taught them to be true. A deep cultural melancholy took root among the Mexican peoples. By 1531, they found themselves treated like slaves, children, perhaps not even human, a devil-worshipping people who needed to be cleansed of their evil ways. Into this sad, melancholy history entered Blessed Virgin Mary when she appeared to San Juan Diego at Tepeyac in December 1531. Within 4 days, December 9 to December 12th, in 5 apparitions, the Virgin Mary would dramatically change the history of Mexico and the world, and a new nation would be born. We make a mistake when we think of that moment as simply another miraculous appearance or her image only a sacred painting from the 16th century. It was not a painting, and it was much more than just some appearance. It was Mary's appearance. It was evangelization, and it's still going on. There is ongoing evangelization occurring at the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. The image of Our Lady of Guadalupe is a living gospel and a special love letter for the Mexican people and for all the peoples of the Americas. Mary evangelized with signs and symbols, and anybody can read the message Mary provided, but you have to see the original image, all of it, to read it with confidence. Over the generations since her appearance, there have been thousands of reproductions created by human artists as copies inspired by the original image. Like souvenirs, these frequently distort or leave out critical parts of the message. They become like cartoons of the original image. Mary did not appear as a statue. All the elements of the original image are critical, like the sunburst. Nothing should be left out or modified, like the angel. For generations, the bishops of Mexico have been concerned that people must have faithful images of the original Tilma of San Juan Diego. You know you're reading the original message when you see the imprimatur of the Archbishop of Mexico in the lower right corner of the image. The artist reproductions often displayed were created in art studios fairly recently. The original image of Our Lady of Guadalupe came from heaven. It's not a painting. It is an image. It came through the Holy Spirit some 500 years ago. In the original image, Mary shows she understood these people, that they were not polytheists, but monotheists. The Aztec peoples believed that there was only one God and Creator. However, different tribes had different symbols for the one God. The largest group believed God was best represented by the sun. The next largest included tribes that believed God was best symbolized by the moon. Others believed that God was best symbolized by stars of heaven or even various flowers, which represented the sun and the life and fertility that comes from God. Many of the aspects of God could only be symbolized in one symbol or another. Mystery can only be represented by symbol. Mary knew she had to evangelize these people in a loving manner. She knew she had to correct the way the church fathers were attempting to evangelize them while coming to the aid of the church. Above all, she had to help the people and bring them to her son. And it was clear that the image, along with the roses gathered by Juan Diego, were special signs for the bishop and the church. We must remind ourselves what we believe as Catholics, that Mary did not die. She was conceived immaculate to live forever, and she was assumed into heaven, body and soul, to live forever as the handmaid of the Lord, in her own words. These Aztec people were civilized and very advanced in many ways. Their math and learning was sophisticated. However, this people were culturally very different from the newly arrived Europeans. Their written language was not phonetic, and it did not use letters or any phonetic alphabet. The Nahuatl language was more like the hieroglyphic symbols of the Egyptians or the Chinese, utilizing pictographs and symbols. The image of Our Lady is a pictograph. It's a pictograph message for the Mexican people. I would caution you not to be distracted from the original message by 20th century high-tech investigations into reflections in her eyes or other similar later conclusions. We must always begin by seeing what the 16th century Mexicans would have seen. Mary affirmed their faith, that they were religious and that they believed in one God. She tells them that she understood that they were a very religious people, and she appeared to them not as a queen or a goddess, but as a humble woman, a human mother at prayer. And in the image we see that she told them that she knew that they believed in the one God. But she told them he's not the sun, he's not the moon, he's not the stars or the flowers. The original image is on San Juan Diego's tilma, or poncho, that still hangs in the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. The Archbishop's imprimatur appearing in the lower right corner of copies assures us that this image is an exact, faithful replica of the original. Mary proclaims the gospel. She bore God in her body, She gives birth to the new son. She showed them she was pregnant. She wears the belt of pregnancy that they would have recognized. Her hands are held up in prayer over her womb and over her belt, like a protective roof for her child. She told Juan Diego in his Nahuatl language that she is the Mother of God. Further, it's obvious from the image that our God is human, not the moon or the sun, but the son of a human mother. She wears the mantle of the stars of heaven. She wears a tunic of earth tones, earth color, rose. Her tunic is covered with living plants, well known to the Mexicans in the region, and all the roots of the plants can be traced back to the heavens, affirming that all life comes from the heavens. However, there is one four-petaled flower over her womb that the people would have recognized as the flower of the new sun. She is giving birth to their new sun. With the sunburst, she is full of the light of God. She's a tabernacle. She anticipates that the spirit of the Mexican people will accept her, and we see the angel under her feet, embracing her gown and cloak, revealing her foot standing on the moon. The Aztecs would not have recognized the angel images depicted by European artists. This is not a heavenly cherub or a baby with dove wings. The angel's not above her. And the color of the angel's tunic is also a reddish earth color, like the Virgin's tunic. They're both from the earth. And the angel is from below, the spirit of the Mexican people, with eagle wings, not dove wings. The eagle is still preserved on the Mexican flag today, representing the people of Mexico. The color of the wings would have been familiar to the people, as it was also the color of a native Mexican bird that Juan Diego says he heard singing before he saw Our Lady. And the people would have recognized the wings and the color of the wings, blue, white, and red, the symbolic colors of the Mexican people, an inspiration for the Mexican flag. Further, the people would have noticed that the angel is not in the form of a baby, but of a mature man with a receding hairline and a mature face. This angel is the spirit of the Mexican people rising up and accepting their mother, the Mother of God. The word Mexico derives from the Nahuatl meaning for the ombligo de la luna, the belly button of the moon, the center of the universe. The angel makes certain we see that she is in Mexico and in the center of the universe. In her words, spoken in Nahuatl, the language of the Aztecs, she told Juan Diego, know for sure, my dearest, littlest, and youngest son, that I am the perfect and ever-virgin Holy Mary, Mother of the God of Truth, through whom everything lives, the Lord of all things near us, the Lord of heaven and earth. Mary was correct. These were a very religious people, and they were monotheists. And generations of academic study have confirmed that the Aztecs were monotheists. Mary brought them to Jesus, and the people accepted the message. The effect of her love letter to the Mexican people was a flood of baptisms. Within 5 years, some 5 million people had been baptized, and some 9 million baptisms by the death of Juan Diego and Bishop Zumárraga in 1548. One Spanish priest wrote in 1536 that he and his partner performed over 14,000 baptisms in Mexico in just 5 days. The number of baptisms in Mexico was so great that even Pope Paul III became concerned about priests shortening the baptism catechism and liturgy, and he issued a papal bull about his concerns. The people had lost their primary temples, so the Spanish tore them down and built European churches over those sites. They needed places to worship God. Mary sent Juan Diego to the bishop, Bishop Zumárraga, asking for a church to be built on the site of her appearance. For the Spanish and the bishop, Mary appealed to their European sense of scripture from the book of Revelation, where we read, a great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was with child. Mary was the Ark of the Covenant. There is much, much more to this mysterious miracle. Mary is showing us how to evangelize with a listening heart, not by confrontation or debate. And with her gospel, Mary led people to her Son, Jesus Christ, and they were baptized. Even today, some 14 million pilgrims from every country on earth go each year to the Basilica of Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico City. There are more pilgrims annually at this basilica than all the other Marian shrines on planet Earth taken together, including Lourdes and Fatima.